So what do we think about when we think about input? Well, we think about money. We think about the kinds of teachers that students have. We think about the kinds of resources they have access to. We think about the condition of the physical facilities of the classroom, of the school. We think about what the students learn from previous levels. Even in the very first grade of school, what the teacher has to work with is what the previous level, preschool or homes, have already produced. And there are vast differences, for example, in the number of words that first grade children know when they, on the first day when they come to school. And those differences are something that the teacher is going to have to work to equalize, to work with the kids who know less words, because they're a very important predictor of how well they're going to be able to read and how competent as a reader they're going to be at the age of 15. And of course, another very important input is the diversity that exists in the class. In many education systems around the world, schools segregate children by socioeconomic origin, by race, by culture, by religious background, by gender. And segregated schools preclude children from the opportunity to learn to work with others who are different. So one of the very important resources of school is the student mix, is working. It is perhaps the second most important resource in a school, other than the quality of the teacher.